Welcome to Run the Table. I'm Bryce Tinson, your host. Obert, how we doing?
Very good. A little bit regretful that this is the national championship matchup we have. Not any hate towards Georgia or TCU, but it feels like of the four, this is probably the least exciting matchup it could have been. And it is what it is, but we're going to go on with it and give it, the best preview. But I'll watch for sure and see what happens. And frankly, I'll be rooting for TCU.
We got one thing on the mind this episode, and that is the national championship game. And, I'm kind of right there with you. They're 12.5-point dogs last time I looked, TCU is. This just feels, like a little bit of a letdown game from what we could have had. For a national championship to be a 12.5-point spread feels a little disingenuous. And maybe that's Vegas overvaluing Georgia a little bit. And maybe it's just the fact that they don't think TCU is very good. I would be curious to see what they would have the TCU-Michigan line be if they had played again, what that spread would be, because it was 7.5 at kick. Would it be the same? I'm not sure. But you want to just give me your thoughts, your initial thoughts real quick on either side, whatever's on your mind.
I think from TCU's perspective, I think they match up fairly well with Georgia. I think we saw kind of Ohio State. They were able to kind of exploit some of Georgia's weaknesses. And, to some extent, I think except for Ohio State's inability to stop the run consistently, TCU's kind of like Ohio State Jr., especially offensively. Yeah. Max Duggan will provide Georgia with a lot of the same challenges that C.J. Stroud did. C.J. Stroud was able to get outside of the pocket, use his legs, use his mobility, and eventually scramble and gain yards like we saw on that last drive that ultimately led to a missed field goal. But Max Duggan will do very similar things. We saw that in the Big 12 championship game. We saw that some against Michigan. And, the issue for Georgia is and going back to even last year, Jalen Carter's not the fastest guy in the world. He's tough. He's huge, but he's not necessarily going to track down a mobile quarterback. So I think Max Duggan, with his legs, with his mobility, will be able to create Georgia's defense, create some issues there. And obviously, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a fantastic wide receiver. I would argue Quentin Johnston today is just as good. I really believe that. I saw it countless times in the Big 12 championship game against Kansas State in the regular season, against Texas in the regular season. So this guy makes plays, and he's done it all season long, and I don't think there's a reason he won't do it against Georgia. And obviously, Khalil Ringo's a heck of a player. But I'll spoil this for the NFL mock draft stuff. I think this is a mid-off. I'm low on both of these prospects. I think they're going to be mid-players come draft time. And,
wow.
No, I'm just messing. I'm just gift wrapped. I definitely get some bit up. No, it will be a fantastic matchup. From Georgia's offensive perspective against TCU's defense, 3-3-5 will be interesting. I think Georgia's offense has kind of been like the best, most well-kept secret all
it's
year.
Efficient. But it's very efficient.
Exactly. And they've done a lot of good things against a lot of good teams. Saw it in the SEC championship game. Like, LSU's defense is nothing to look down upon, but they really pretty much did whatever they wanted to. Yep. And were able to put up 56 points. So Georgia's offense has been extremely efficient, like you said. And Stetson Bennett has done a wonderful job of managing that offense and distributing the ball like a point guard. The two tight ends will probably create a matchup problem for TCU. I don't think we've seen any team really take those guys out of the game. And
Ohio State did.
Yeah, I guess. Bowers still had catches.
Well, it's because Darnell rolled his ankle.
Oh. That's tough. Georgia's offense got a lot of what they wanted, especially through the passing game. Stetson Bennett had nearly 383 yards passing. It's pretty impressive. Only the one interception. So I would expect this to be a relatively high-scoring game. I think maybe because of, kind of the running games for both teams being at least solid, that kind of slows the game down a little bit. And maybe, with all the big plays happening in the previous two games, maybe this sort of becomes like a slower paced game where both teams try and just take the big plays away from each other. But I think both offenses should be able to get points per drive, meaning even if they're, you know, longer drives, they'll still get points on those drives. So I would expect this to be, if not a high scoring game, then an efficient game between two offenses that, you know, make, you know, get the bang for their buck on each drive. So it'll be an interesting game. I think it sets up very well for TCU. I don't know how they consistently stop Georgia. I mean, we talked a bunch in the preview show about, you know, about how they would stop Michigan, and say for two turnovers, Michigan did get a lot of what they wanted. I mean, what was it, 45 points or something like that in that game? Say for two picks, two pick sixes, it's pretty much, you know, a Michigan offense that had a very good day. But in the end, I thought TCU's defense, you know, did kind of a little bit better than what I expected. I would assume this is, you know, a very close game all the way, though.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of it, because I find it tough to see an avenue where TCU is able to win this game. I think they can cover, but we saw Ohio State have a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and Georgia found a way to come back. And I mean, this Georgia team, you know, I didn't think it at the time. I didn't think they were better than Michigan, but yeah, maybe they just are. Maybe they just are the best team in college football again for the second straight year. Because when you look at how they responded in that Ohio State game, Ohio State played probably their best game of the season, I think, against Georgia, and it wasn't enough. And I don't think Georgia necessarily played their best game. On the flip side of that, it's going to come down to, in my opinion, the quarterbacks. Neither one of them is an insanely talented player. They are just really good at what they do. Stetson Bennett is one of the most efficient quarterbacks in college football this year. Max Duggan doesn't have the same efficiency, but that's because he's throwing the ball a lot more down the field because he has the playmakers to do so.
A playmaker in his own right.
He is, with his legs. I do think TCU is going to try to stretch the field. They weren't really able to against Michigan. It was a lot of shallow stuff. Every time they tried to go down the field, there was the one crosser to Quentin Johnson. Other than that, they weren't able to get a ton of stuff down the field. You can against Georgia. We saw it. We saw Ohio State do that. And I said this, I think, on last week's episode. Quentin Johnson and Marvin Harrison, talent-wise, I really don't think there's a ton that separates the two of them. Marvin Harrison, obviously, his body control is second to none. I think even if he went into the league, Marvin Harrison is probably, you know, top three in terms of body control. I mean, he's that good. Catching, yeah, maybe. I do think that Quentin Johnson does offer you a lot of jump ball skills as well. And he runs a 4.42. Like, he's insanely fast. He's long. His route running is good. He's just a serious playmaker. And it's going to be tough for Georgia to stop. What?
I could shut either of them down.
Okay. It's going to be tough for Georgia to stop. And they have a guy that can do it. That's the thing, is that Keely Ringo is, he's not, you know, I think, I'll double check, but I don't think he's insanely tall, but he's got some long arms. And he is tall. He's 6'2". So he's height. He's got long arms. He's got 4.3 speed. I think he's a 4.35. He's like 210 pounds. He's a big dude.
What? So what does he give you?
What traits does he give you?
Exactly.
He's physical. 6'2". He's physical. Long arms. I think that at the point of attack, he's going to give Quentin Johnson some troubles. We saw Will Johnson do it. And Will Johnson's got a similar build. I think Will Johnson's probably a little bit lighter, not as fast as Keely Ringo is.
But signature catches from Quentin Johnston in the Michigan game both came off of, you know, blitzes, either the first just corner blitz where they just took the corner and left Quentin Johnston wide open because the safety had no idea what he was doing and pretty much took off the opposite way, leaving no corner within 20, 30 yards. And then the other one was just a zero blitz where it's like, I'm more athletic than you and I'm going to make you miss one-on-one.
And I think Jamon Green was covering on his crosser that went for 40 yards over the top. It was the deep one. So, you know, you can stop him. The question is, are you going to be able to do it for the entire 60 minutes? No. He's going to make plays. I mean, that's just what he does. Max Duggan is going to find him, too. He's going to buy time to do it. The good thing is, for Georgia at least, is that they have a guy that can win, you know, a pass rush battle. The only problem is that TCU knows that, and they're going to be sending two guys at him every single play. And Jalen Carter is capable of defeating a double team. We've seen him do it time and time again, but they're going to need somebody else to get home. And luckily for them in the Ohio State game, they had a freshman. I think it's Malachi Williams is his name. Something along those lines. He had a sack or two, and he was a game wrecker, and they needed him to be, because you can't rely on a guy who's getting double teamed to be your only pass rusher. And so a guy like him stepping up would be huge for them. Offensively, I think you can't really get away from your game plan. You don't have a ton of, you know, high-end receiver-type guys, but you have Brock Bowers. As long as you're able to get him the ball, get Kenny McIntosh the ball, figure out how to get A.D. Mitchell involved again.
In the Ohio State game, I think he had a touchdown.
I forgot the other guy. Oh, no.
McConkey or whatever his name is.
Lad McConkey, yep. But there's their little slot guy, like something Smith, maybe?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look it up real quick. Georgia, Ohio State. I always do this with other teams. I forget the names of some of their guys, and it's like they're B-tier guys.
Because you're a hater.
Because I am a hater. Hold on. Here it is. Arian Smith, who went for 129 yards and a touchdown. He's a speed demon. He had exactly 6 catches in the regular season. Actually, this might be including this week. Hold on, I have to double check. Yep, okay, so he had 3 catches going into that game, I think.
Oof.
So, like, this is what I'm talking about for Georgia. Like, guys that you don't, that haven't made an impact throughout the season, because you're going to be focused on Brock Bowers, you're going to be focused on Lad McConkey, guys like A.D. Mitchell, guys like Arian Smith are going to just be, they're going to make plays, guys like Kenny McIntosh, who was their leading running back and one of their best receivers. TCU has the speed. We saw it. They have the speed to match up. They've faced pretty solid offenses this season. I think Michigan was probably the best offense they had played all year, and they gave up 45 points. And, you know, save not for them being very opportunistic and getting those 2 pick sixes, they don't win that game. So I think it's going to have to be more of you're not going to be able, you can't give up the big play. You cannot do it. I don't know if the 3-3-5, I just don't know if they're going to be able to stop Georgia, because they're not going from the spread look. They're going to do a lot of play action. It's going to be from 12 personnel. Like, that's the thing, that the 3-3-5 is great at stopping the spread because they're already lined out. But if you're coming from different angles and different directions and crossing off of play action, it's a lot tougher to stop. And so you get the crossing routes and whatnot. As long as Stetson Bennett's on, man, I find it hard to see TCU winning this game. I do think that 12.5 is a little too much. Do I think Georgia could cover it? Absolutely. They're a very good team. They're well coached, but so is TCU. I mean, Sonny Dykes in his first playoff game was fantastic. So, I really don't know what to make of this game, but it'll be fun.
I mean, you got to give us a score prediction, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't think Kendre Miller is going to play. Don't think Darnell Washington is going to play. So 2 playmakers for both offenses are out. I like the replacement, Amari DiMarcado, better than I like whoever Georgia has to play as their second tight end, because so much of their identity is playing 12 personnel. I mean, I said it last week, 64% of their formation is out of 12 personnel. It's going to be tough to kind of fill those shoes. They're going to have to figure it out. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze real quick. I feel it coming. I'm going to mute myself.
Bless you. Bless you, good sir.
Whew. Okay.
Why'd you mute yourself? I wanted to hear that.
I'm sorry. You should have said something.
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
I'm going to go Georgia 29.
It's a weird one.
TCU 18.
A double weird one. Interesting. Okay.
No, I'll go with Georgia 30, TCU 25. I don't know.
Wow.
Trying to get a 2-point conversion in there.
All right. I like that. I think Georgia wins as well, but I think it is close. I mean,
we had a 51-45 game, so like I feel like
Right.
I feel like
well, once you get so high up there, it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's so.
Okay. 61 to.
Like 51 is 48. Six touchdowns, three field goals, I think.
61-48. Final.
Georgia covers.
Georgia covers.
Yeah, I'll take TCU to cover, but not win. It'll be close. I think it also helps TCU that it's not the month long break. I think it's like a 9-day separation, and
I don't know how much that helps TCU.
I think it helps them. I don't think Georgia probably did a lot of preparation for TCU. I wouldn't have. I mean, obviously you're preparing for both teams that you could possibly get, but wouldn't they have expected to have gotten Michigan? I would have.
Yeah.
And thinking that, I think they're not going to be caught off guard for TCU, but only having 9 days to prepare makes it kind of like TCU probably thought, hey, if we beat Michigan, it's going to be Georgia. You know, we got to have something.
I don't know, man. I feel like the 9 days kind of makes it, because TCU, they don't know either. Like, they didn't know who they were going to play. And so I feel like it's tougher for TCU to try and scheme something up offensively that can take advantage of that Georgia defense.
I would rather not have, because like it's tough to catch Georgia off guard in a month. You know what I mean? If you have a month to prepare for TCU, Georgia is going to
be. I feel like offenses are usually better prepared after a month than defenses are.
Yeah, and Georgia's offense is going to run all over TCU's defense, would be my guess. But I think it'll be Georgia or TCU is going to try and take out some of the big plays that, you know, that were there in the Michigan game. And I'm sure that Georgia will, you know, not do zero blitzes and, you know, things like that. So I would imagine this will be a closer game and a little bit more low scoring. I think something like 33-24 or something like that, or 33-27.
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of the season, if you told me this was our national championship, I'd be like, okay, I mean, Georgia makes sense, but really TCU? But we're here, 200-1 odds at the beginning of the season.
If somebody told me it would be Georgia TCU at the beginning of the season, I would have bit their little esophagus out. Like Grant, you're a vampire. Just been like, what are you? No, you're wrong.
That seems a little aggressive. I don't know.
Okay, fine. I would ask the Tulane girl to marry me.
I think you're going to do that anyway. And I think she's going to say yes.
Yay! Victory.
Yeah.
It's been a great college football season, though.
I know. I'm sad to see it end.
It can burn in.
Yeah, no, it was a tough season at the end of the day. It didn't end great for us, but, you know.
It was so much fun along the way, but
the ending.
Like, so what? Everything went awful in the end.
And you know, obviously, with movement and whatnot, college football is unpredictable. Really, you know, I feel like what's going to replace our college football talk is our mock draft talk. Just talking about prospects. We're gonna do even more with it this year. We're going to do, you know, our usual mock drafts, probably have more than we did. I think we did three or four, maybe. I can't remember. We might have, you know, like two more this year, but I think we talked about this. I also want to do like player rankings within the positions, like top five for each of us, maybe top seven. I don't know, depending on the position. Obviously, NBA will start to become more of a topic of conversation as well. We still have the NFL playoffs, though, so there's that. I mean, you know, it's kind of a weird time in sports because we don't talk a ton of hockey. It really is just the NBA left, and because we're such football guys, talking about the NFL draft. It is what it is.
We could do some variety shows, too, or something like that, just like potpourri, have some fun with it.
Movie reviews.
Yeah, we got an Avatar 2 review coming out.
I still have to see it.
Just go see it, my man.
I wanted to see it with you, but you ruined that. So
I've seen it twice already. We could see it a third time.
Why do you hate me? Like, I don't get this. Why didn't you said you were? You said we were going to see it together.
We can see it together. But
No. When you say we're going to see it together, it means the first time.
Hey, Obert, wait till it literally like exits theaters for us to see it together. It's not happening. No, I'm not doing that.
Well, I guess I care.
I saw it the night it came out, and then I saw it like last week in 3D.
I guess I care more about our friendship than you do. I guess it's just how it kind of goes.
But the point is, folks, get excited for that movie review because that'll be fun. And yeah, we'll probably do a bunch of other cool stuff like we did last year. What did we do? Like TV show top 10?
Yeah, we did a bunch of like top 10 stuff.
That was fun. So we'll probably do something similar. I think Mike will probably join us for those. He liked doing them last year, so would be my guess is similar.
It was a nice short one for you today. We didn't have really much to talk about. I mean, not a ton has happened in college football since then. Just, you know, the transfers and stuff, people deciding where they're going, people deciding they're entering the transfer portal, getting some Ohio State and Michigan guys entering the portal after the two playoff losses for them. So it is what it is. You good?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. 20 minutes. When was the last time we had this? Thank you guys so much for watching. What?
20 minutes is kind of a long time, but yeah, thanks for watching.
Debatable. Thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you enjoyed. Catch you on the flip. See ya.